Coffee jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Karen, how are you?
Morena, Rachel, I'm well. Good to be with you.
It's nice to have you here through the medium of the internet at the moment, but yes. We'll have you back in the studio soon enough. And we've got some very exciting books to talk about today. What are we chatting about?
So I've got a book today called Underland, A Deep Time Journey by Robert McFarlane. So the Auckland Writers Festival, sadly, would have been this weekend just gone.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, it's been cancelled. So in lieu of that, they've had a special winter series of online author talks every Sunday at 9 a.m. And yesterday they had Robert McFarlane, which is a bit of a coup, really, because he doesn't actually travel to writers' festivals as far as I know.
So it's kind of a silver lining, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. So I really wanted to talk about his book Underland, because I think as we've sort of emerged from the underland of lockdown, it's such an appropriate, beautiful book to kind of gently dive into at this time.
Yeah.
He's known, I guess, as the poet of the natural world, and he's written beautiful, insightful books about the natural world. He's written about what we see when we look up. He's really obsessed with mountains and
gorgeous.
Sort of the immediately visible landscape. He climbs mountains and so on. But now he turns to the earth below our feet. So he's going underground. And it's really incredible. This book is actually extraordinary. He's just such a brilliant linguist of landscape. And I read this book really, really slowly over months and months, which is really slow reading for me. I'm usually a really fast reader and I go through books at lightning speed. But this I just read really quietly because it's so immersive and quite beautiful. It's about 425 pages, and I think it took McFarlane about 6 or 7 years to write it.
Wow, right. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, and I love the subtitle of this book, A Deep Time Journey. So here McFarlane explores caves, catacombs, and the underland, under cities, under forests, and the meltwaters of Greenland. He looks at dark matter, the underground labyrinths, there's
cool.
Yorkshire burial chambers in Finland,
wow.
The nuclear waste. So he's really going subterranean and looking at how if you examine the underworld, it tells the future, and the past is kind of archived down below in stalactites and ocean settlements, and we can't see it, but
this sounds magical.
Yeah.
This sounds like
you can't see it, but there's a whole world beneath the surface. You know, we walk upon this sort of thick crust atop a huge space below us, and we don't actually really know much about it. And because we don't see it, it's sort of something that we don't even really think about. So I feel like when I was reading this book, it was just with this kind of immense sense of wonder.
Well, I think that's what I mean by magical. Is it's kind of stuff you don't necessarily think about in your day-to-day life, but it's quite wonderful to think about all of that existing always underneath our feet as well.
It sounds like it's kind of like the Planet Earth book version of The Underground. Do you know what I mean?
That's a lovely way of putting it, yeah. I think what he does really beautifully is scale.
Yeah.
Well, he captures the depth and scale of time. He goes from Somerset, Yorkshire, Paris, Italy, Slovenia, Norway, Greenland, Finland, and every single page I found just had a brilliant insight or fact, and it is extraordinary. I mean, he's really erudite and super literary. There are loads of literary references, and he's constantly referencing other great writers or works of fiction.
Cool.
And I just really loved this book.
So if people missed the talk that he was doing, is there any way to watch it back?
Yeah, you can. You can nip onto the Auckland Writers Festival Facebook page. I'm sure it's on their website as well, and they've got them all there. And it was great because he was in a session also with Becky Manawatu, who just won the Ockham Book Awards Acorn Fiction Foundation Prize for her book Awe, which we spoke about a couple of weeks ago.
We did, yeah. I was really pleased to see that.
I was too. So you can catch her talk as well.
Cool. So some really good things to listen to there. And if they do want to get the book, how much is it going to cost?
Well, it's actually a really hefty $50 hardback, but it's imminently due in paperback as well.
Okay.
So grab it in any format, really. Yeah, I definitely recommend this book. It's just so insightful and meditative and really beautiful. And he really is the poet of nature writing.
Gorgeous. I think this sounds like something I'm very keen to read. Remind us of the title again.
So it's called Underland, A Deep Time Journey. It's published by Hamish Hamilton and it's written by Robert McFarlane.
Gorgeous. And since we last spoke to you as well, of course, the Ockhams have been announced. Any other special standouts for you in that list?
It's fantastic. All of my picks won, which is really cool to
nice.
See. I mean, I think I was thrilled to see the General Nonfiction Award go to Shane Carter for his memoir, which we spoke about when it came out, Dead People I Have Known, which is a fantastic memoir. And the protest book, which won the illustrated category, is fantastic as well. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to play some Double Happies now as a nod to that Shane Carter win. It's lovely to talk to you and some great recommendations there. Thank you very much, Karen.
Thank you. See you next time.
We'll see you next time. This is Needles and Plastic. You're on BFM.
Thank you.
This is the Double Happies, of course, with Needles and Plastic. Shane Carter took out the General Nonfiction Award at the Occam's for Dead People I Have Known. Thank you again to Karen for another fantastic loose read. Be nice to be able to get back into the bookshops. It'd also be very nice when we can get back into the libraries, but that'll be a wee while coming still.
That was Loose Reads.
It certainly was.